Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
There's a set-aside conversation that's larger than anything else, than either of the first two results, and that's the health of Jimmy Butler. So we sit here, and we wait, and by the way, spoiler alert, you're going to get breaking news here in the next few hours.
Yeah, most likely, yeah.
But it's not going to be definitive. It's not going to tell you anything.
Well, hopefully it's not going to tell us anything, because the only thing we could find out would be bad news.
Right. Jimmy Butler, I would bet just about every dollar I've got, Jimmy Butler's going to be listed as questionable for Saturday. They're going to come out. They're going to say, look, this is a day-to-day evaluation sensation, and he's going to be questionable for Saturday, and we're going to have to wait until Saturday to really know if Jimmy Butler is going to play. But the little whispers that I do hear sound like the Warriors aren't overly concerned, which tells me when I factor in the toughness of Jimmy Butler and then the moment that we're in that it's a playoff series, I personally would be surprised if we don't see him by Monday. I don't know anything on that. That's just my guess in this moment. So I don't think this is a series ender, but if Jimmy Butler does miss, I'd say, boy, the next three games, then I think the Warriors are cooked. I think the Warriors are cooked if he misses the next three games. If he misses only, even if he misses both games three and four, my guess is the Warriors would probably have enough to split the home games. And then you turn it into a three-game series and Jimmy returns, and I would still give them a pretty good shot. But we'll see. But this is the weakness of Warrior basketball this year. There is no strength in numbers. I hate to tell everybody that. There's no strength in numbers this time.
Sorry, Pat.
You cannot lose Jimmy or Steph. You lose them, it's over. It's over.
It's going to be hard, yeah. And I do think that if they were without Jimmy for the next three, could they win one of the three? Yeah. And then you get Jimmy back for game six. Well, I like those chances of the Warriors winning game six with Jimmy back at home and then a game seven in Houston. It's a crapshoot. It's a coin toss. So I wouldn't be super dismissive over a three-game absence. I agree with you that I don't think that it's going to be that long. And heck, we all here at 95.7 The Game and Warrior fans, we've all become kind of experts on pelvic contusions.
No joke.
It's been three now in the past, 5 weeks? And we've seen it. We've seen three different ones. And we've seen what the return to play timeline and the protocol is. Now, I do think that Jimmy Butler's was the most severe of the three, but I would also add that Jimmy Butler, not that he's the toughest of the three, but I do think that he's got a certain amount of want to and the countenance to be able to play through it. Not to say that Steph couldn't have, and you're right, like he missed Miami, then he missed Atlanta. If Atlanta was game three against Houston, would he have played? I believe he would have.
Probably.
So can Jimmy be ready for Saturday? Maybe. Will he be ready for Monday? I do believe that by Monday, 5 days removed from what happened, I think that that's a fair timeline for him to be ready. Hopefully he's ready Saturday. We won't know. And again, stay tuned to 95.7 The Game for all the latest as we get word on the MRI.
We're going to get interrupted by a bunch of stuff today.
What else?
We're going to get interrupted by a birdie has told us that a little bit over an hour from now, the NBA is going to announce the winner for Defensive Player of the Year.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to get interrupted by that. I believe it's going to be Draymond. We'll see.
Stand on it.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to try. We're also going to get interrupted by, I hate to break this, you might want to play the breaking news right now.
Skaloon, Skaloon. Hey,
sports fans, the NFL draft is tonight. The draft starts in 3 hours.
Like the supplemental draft?
No, this is the actual real McCoy.
The real McCoy.
Yeah, it's actually happening tonight here in 3 hours. Grandy's going to do a draft special after our show tonight.
Look forward to that.
Yeah.
And I tweeted out.
He's grinding. He's like Mississippi State offensive tackle. He's in there, man. He's like learning names and stuff.
Grandy's Grinders.
Yeah.
I like that. Forget Gruden.
So that's happening tonight.
Grandy, Evan, and Sterling, 6 to 10 tonight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I look forward to that.
Wow, and that's a good grouping.
My sources tell me that the 49ers with the number 11 pick will select Amen Thompson, Houston Rockets. As I tweeted last night, good tackler, a really physical defender, a guy who could play outside linebacker. He can rush the passer, and we know he's a good tackler, especially from behind.
Here's something that maybe our listeners wouldn't expect. So you dove into the tape, deep dive dibs. I dove into the tape.
Yeah.
Everybody watched this play north of 15 times, maybe not, but those of us...
Oh, way north.
Well, like those of us who do this, right? I'm going to talk about this. We all watched this over and over and over again. And Captain Ref over there, you think that this was a dirty play.
Yeah, I do.
And I don't. Yeah. I'm interested to know what you saw that makes it dirty.
Well, what I saw was a player who was somewhat tangled up with Draymond Green, and he breaks free. I don't believe that Draymond pushed him.
Agreed.
And I believe he lost his balance, and instead of avoiding contact, I felt like he sought the contact.
Interesting.
And, I mean, Amen Thompson clearly had lost his balance, but as he loses his balance, I see a man who, as he's falling, goes arms out into Jimmy as opposed to arms down to the floor. And again, this is really hard to make a judgment on a pro athlete in 0.13 seconds. But what I saw and what I've seen over and over again is a player who sought out the legs of Jimmy Butler and he went right through him. And then after the contact, Amen Thompson goes to the ground and he covers his face, even though I don't believe he was contacted at all by Jimmy Butler on the play. And I didn't see any remorse after the fact where, so Thompson goes to the ground,
I mean,
he gets up,
yeah,
and there's not even that moment of like, oh, snap, I accidentally bungled into this guy and this guy is on the floor writhing in pain. I didn't see any of that remorse that you normally would
from
a player who accidentally contacts someone.
Yeah, you might. I don't know what he was feeling if he covers his face. I don't know if he got hit on the head on either the ground or what part of his body contacted with Jimmy Butler. He definitely could have gotten hit in the face by a shoe or something like that. I don't know, but to me, when you say, like, he lost his balance, I'm like, well, there you have it. He lost his balance. When you lose your balance, you lose your control of where you land and how you land. Now, the only thing I look for in situations like this, just, you know, those of us who've played any organized basketball before, you know this. If you accidentally end up in that spot where you are underneath an airborne player, the rule is you do everything in your human power to catch that person. You have to catch them. Now, because he's falling, I don't know if he could. I don't know if he could. But I've been in that situation, believe me, because I don't jump very high. So people jump over me, and I've been in that position, and it is your job. If you end up, you're playing defense, and you're like, whoops, I didn't mean to be here. Somebody's over the top of me. You can't just let them land on you and shove them to the ground. You got to grab them see if you can brace their fall. There was none of that. But again, inadvertent might be too soft of a word. I don't like saying it was totally inadvertent, but I don't think it was purposeful. You could say it was there was some neglect, maybe, but I didn't see it necessarily as a dirty thing. I just see it as an incredibly unfortunate collision.
Yeah, I see it as both. And I'm looking at the YouTube feed, and we have a poll that got put up 8 hours ago. Was the Amen Thompson foul that knocked out Jimmy Butler a dirty play? 53% say yes, 47% say no.
Pretty even.
Which it's even, but normally these sorts of questions would skew toward the yes because they are mostly Warrior fans.
Sure.
So this tells me that, you know, even 47% of right-thinking YouTube audience member Warrior fans are saying no. And my other piece of this, and this is maybe the one that might shock you even more, for those of you who know me as a ref lover, and by the way, Zach Zarba got another assignment tonight, so I'll be glued to the screen.
Is he doing the Clipper Nugget game?
No, he's doing the first game tonight. He's doing New York and Detroit. Double Z's gets another assignment. But why didn't they review it? Like, I understand that it was not a flagrant foul, but they didn't even review it? You've got a guy who undercuts another basketball player, and we review other things that are, for
no doubt,
less egregious, but we didn't even go to the monitor. We didn't go to New York to even take a look at it. That, for me, felt like a misstep by the association.
I'll buy that, just because we're reviewing everything on this. But, here's another opinion that may surprise you today. I'm kind of with something that Stan Van Gundy said on the broadcast last night, which is, dude, I don't know what the hell the refs are supposed to do about this series. I don't know what they're supposed to do. Where's the line? How are these three people supposed to figure out where the line is? Because if you want to draw the line, and every fan is doing this, I promise you that after game one, Rockets, WGMZ, Rockets Radio, whatever, like whoever's calling into Houston Sports Radio probably felt the exact same way. This punk Draymond's out here throwing people here, there, and otherwhere, and where is the official supposed to draw the line? Because if you draw the line at that's a foul.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Then we're not even playing basketball.
Right.
We are going to stop this game every single play.
Grandy and knockout.
I have not.
Free throws.
I've not watched one play yet in this series where I didn't see a foul. What the hell are you supposed to do?
I mean, it's very difficult. Very difficult. And we talked before about the anonymous player survey that was put out by The Athletic, and we didn't get into it. And I'll just spend a moment on this because one of the questions was, is the physicality in the NBA, is it too much? And 58% of players said, nah, the offense still has too much of an advantage. So players I was shocked. Players themselves are basically saying, no, the offense still has too much of an advantage. And yet you're right. In this series, I'm watching a game and I'm like, oh my God, that's a foul. And that's a foul.
Okay.
And these are all fouls.
We really want to hear from you. We're not doing guests today. It's all you. Okay. So what kind of gets you goat about last night's game? Whatever it is, what's your observation? You know how we do it. What's still with you the next afternoon? We'd love to hear from you. And we'll keep it wide open like that. Whatever you want to talk about, whether it's physicality, refs, Steph, Dylan Brooks, Jonathan Kuminga, or anywhere in between. 888-957-9570. You know what my odd reaction is to what you just said, though? That 58% of players say it's not too physical? You're asking the wrong people. I don't care what the players think.
Mm.
I care what the fans think. You know what? NFL defenders all think the rules are too skewed for the offense, too. Guess why they are? Because that's what we want to watch.
Offense.
Sorry, defensive players, you're not on our fantasy teams, and we don't care that you're mad. Keep the quarterback healthy. And that's what the league did. So, great poll, but I think we're asking the wrong people. I it's not that fun. Physicality is not that fun to watch. I hate to tell these guys.
Yep.
It's really not.
35 fouls called last night, which is slightly below the playoff average. And you're right, Mark. You could have called 65 fouls.
Oh, easy.
But do we really want to watch that?
No, but I don't want to watch this either.
Yeah.